Hey, this is Letitia, and okay, tell me the truth. How old were you when you first knew not only what your credit score was, but what it meant? By a show of hands, how many people out there has ever dated someone that they thought wasn't very good with money? Like, they were always broke, borrowing money, utilities turned off, etc. But you thought they were cute, so you overlooked it? Too many times, people have no idea that their mate has poor credit until after the wedding. That's like tying the knot with someone before you know if they want to have children or what their religious beliefs are. We know more about our mate's sexual history than their financial history, and the truth is that ignorance in both instances can prove to be fatal. So, how do you bring up such a subject with your significant other and not cause an ugly scene? Well, first, they should be your significant other. There is nothing that will kill a relationship quicker than someone getting all in your wallet when all you wanted was to get into their pants. After the two of you have made the decision to get serious and talk about a future together, would be a good time to ask a couple of simple questions like, are you very good with money? How do you feel about investing versus saving? What kind of house would you like to buy? Not too much at once, just enough to see if you share common thoughts about money. Now, don't be afraid to say that you aren't very good at saving, balancing your checkbook, etc., and ask for their help if that's a strong talent of theirs. Now, if you are both challenged in that area, I suggest that you get a third party, an accountant, financial advisor, to assist you in planning your future together. Ignorance is never bliss when it comes to having enough money to get the things you need to survive, let alone the things that you want to have fun. The biggest reasons that marriages fail is because of money. It's not always because people don't have it either. Sometimes it's because they have different ways of treating it. Some hold on too tight, and others not tight enough. You must make it a point to discuss attitudes towards money with your potential life partner, even if you have to make it out as a game. I love the, if you won $1 million in the lottery, what would you do with it game. If taken seriously, you can find out a lot about a person's beliefs, values, and spending habits. Recently, I heard the best advice given by one of those financial experts. When asked about getting professional assistance with making financial decisions, the expert said that the best person to get and give you advice is you. No one knows you better. What you don't know about money, investments, and credit can easily be learned by reading more. What you don't know about your mate's financial situation and views on money can be learned by sitting down and asking them the right questions. This is Letitia, and feel free to play one of my favorite games, show and tell, with your credit reports. You know what they say, there's no romance without finance? Well, my new favorite saying is, we get more with a higher score.